With you, a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. And Jesus said to his disciples, "In praying, do not babble on like pagans who think they will be heard because of the many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask. And this is how you are to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you forgive the sins of others, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive them, neither will your Father forgive you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The suggestion of the Word of God today is to speak about prayer. And he begins by teaching his disciples. It appears only in two of the four Gospels. It's in Matthew and in Luke. And he speaks to us about communal prayer. When I pray, I'm praying with you. When you pray, even though you're alone, you're praying with a community of faith. We belong to one another in prayer. The second thing that's important about prayer is prayer is not something you do. Prayer is something you allow. You stop the world and you allow God into your life. That's where we should begin prayer, with a moment of silent reflection to become conscious that we are in God's presence. So in some ways, it's not so much praying, it's to be at prayer. When you bless somebody, that's a prayer. When you're kind to somebody, that's a prayer. Prayer is a manner of living. It's a manner of living in community. It's our Father. The manner in which we live is prayer. We will pause and articulate the prayer to nourish our awareness of God's presence. But a way of life, that's what Lent means. When you pray during the season of Lent especially, you're praying in charity, you're praying in generosity, you're praying in forgiveness, you're praying in the manner in which you live, the manner in which you think about other people, you're praying in the manner in which you belong to other people, and that makes your prayer a communal prayer. So walk in prayer. Be at prayer. Be conscious of God's presence. That's the whole journey of Lent. I walk in the presence of God. So when I bless another person, that's prayer. When I ask for forgiveness, that's a prayer. I'm conscious of God's presence. I'm conscious of the Spirit calling me to be aware of God's presence in all people, and to be aware of my need for forgiveness, my need for your prayer, and your need for my prayer. You know, we do say to people, "I'll pray for you," but we forget. You know, it's just something we say. But think about it. If you tell somebody, "I'm going to pray for you today," do pray for the person today. Carry the person in your awareness. When you speak to the Lord and you let the Lord into your life, call the person by name. Sometimes people will tell you, "I'll mention your name when I pray." There's something very personal about that. When I'm in the presence of God, I'll ask the Lord to send a special gift or grace, whatever you need the most today. So The invitation of the Word of God is to be at prayer, to walk in prayer, to belong to prayer, and to understand that prayer is a communal, it's a communal awareness. That when you pray, you're praying with the community. You're praying with the people suffering in the world. You're praying with the people of Ukraine. You're praying with the people of Haiti. You're praying with the homeless people. We're praying. We're at prayer. And at prayer, we're united with one another. Amen. I want to try to get you out before the rain, so I'll make this reflection very brief. We pause now for a moment of silent reflection.